You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, this is the lending arm of the World Bank Group, has approved a $1.5 billion loan to support South Africa's infrastructure initiatives. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with independent economist John Lewis. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. John, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. This is the fourth such financing from the World Bank as a standalone financing that's been afforded to South Africa in the last 4 years. What do you make of this?
Well, I think it's a signal that slowly the optimism towards South Africa is building. I think firstly we must get it in context, Jimmy. It's not big amounts in the grander scheme of things. If South Africa's infrastructure or fixed investment budgets from government and state-owned enterprises are very low, they've been relatively low since the late 1970s, early 80s. And just to give you an idea of the numbers, general government last year, 184 billion rands worth of fixed capital formation, and public corporations or state-owned enterprise, 119 billion, altogether 303 billion in a year. So 25 billion is not a big number in the grander scheme of things. But nevertheless, it's the fourth loan now, so it starts adding up. And the benefit of these World Bank's loans is access to expertise, firstly of the World Bank, but then also lower interest rates than what we will generally get on government long bond issues.
John, have we utilized the first three loans effectively? I mean, as you mentioned, it might not be a good a grand number in the bigger scheme, but it does start to add up, and we can't keep going back for financing if we're not able to show signs that we're utilizing these finances accordingly.
Well, difficult for me to say whether we've used those specific parts of the finance effectively or not. But if we look at our overall management of state-owned enterprises, I think there has been dramatic improvement that we can say, and I think the World Bank states that in its media release on this loan. Go back a few years, and load shedding was almost a daily occurrence across the country. Now it's quite rare. So that has improved radically. The management of the electricity sector, and obviously with the help of allowing private sector in and independent power IPPs. So that's helped. So those reforms, I think the World Bank is quite optimistic about. And then, of course, we in the area of transport and logistics, the first harbour concession for private sector in Durban, private sector concessions for railways, and that's obviously something I think that has to happen. Is, you know, along with improved management efficiency in government, allowing private sector into the areas dominated by parastatals, because they bring investment with them too. So I think there have been significant improvements. We could go on to others as well. Lots to be done, though, and a lot of the infrastructure is aging, so we need higher or much bigger infrastructure budgets ultimately. But yes, I think there's been significant improvement in recent years.
John, can we take a look at the particular purpose for which this loan was advanced or extended, aimed at supporting the water and sanitation efforts or infrastructure that we need to be addressing? You touched on the fact that we do have a lot of ailing infrastructure that needs to be dealt with, looked at, maintained, serviced, and potentially even replaced. This loan has the potential to create approximately 600,000 jobs, according to some of the data that surrounds it. But from an infrastructure development perspective, water, sanitation, we know we've been battling with, not just as a city of Joburg, not just as Gauteng, but as South Africa.
Yes, that's the next big project. Yeah, it seems like this loan is sort of spread across water and sanitation, electricity and transport. There's a projection of an extra 600,000 jobs by 2032, but I don't think that's not meant to be just in the electricity, transport, and water sectors. I interpret that as for the greater economy as a whole. I don't think necessarily an ambitious number. I think it's more than doable. It's a 3.6% addition to the most recent estimated total employment numbers for the country. So I think it's more than doable. I would hope to see a lot more than that by then. But yeah, I think that is the next big focus. We know that water infrastructure has been is getting old, very old, and a lot of leakage, a lot of loss of water in the system. So much to be done there. I think this is the problem, Jimmy, is that the infrastructure has been aging for a good number of decades. The last big infrastructure investments, as I say, back in the late 70s, early 80s, and before that. So we're living on very old infrastructure at the moment.
Certainly a lot that needs to be done to address South Africa's infrastructure challenges, especially if we are aiming to advance the goals of the country and make sure that we're able to have enough infrastructure for all of the people that reside in our country. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Independent economist John Lewis joining us to share his thoughts on the latest World Bank financing $1.5 billion to South Africa's infrastructure needs.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.